Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs. There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Let's see. 5'2", eyes of blue. Say there, lady, I've been looking for you.
Me?
Uh-huh. Aren't you a lady who didn't?
Didn't what?
Didn't know Does is best. That Does, D-U-Z, does everything in your wash.
I didn't, not so long ago. And what a time wash day was then. I never could get my husband's work pants clean without scrubbing them to pieces. And my towels always looked so dingy. And my nice rayons. Well, the less said about the colors, the better.
High time you changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Because Does, the new kind of soap, does best. It does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting work clothes clean, plus greater safety for the nice colors you wash.
I learned all that mighty quick. My first time I does those work pants, I knew my hard scrubbing days were over.
Sure, Does can't be beat for cleaning power.
And when I saw what Does does for towels, I said, that's what I call a really white wife.
Of course, no soap made washes whiter than Does.
Does leaves my pretty colors brighter, too.
Sure, it's actually safer for colors. You see, ladies, Does really does everything. It's the soap that's been proved best. Yes, in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps, Does beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find Does does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. When the idea of nomination to the village council first was broached to Molly, she dismissed it as a fantastic notion. But the people of Lastonbury don't think so. They've gone right ahead and organized a community meeting to nominate Molly. And most everyone hopes she will run against Edward Reynolds. Elizabeth Neal, a neighbor, is particularly active in Molly's behalf. But Molly almost wishes she weren't, for Elizabeth Neal is the woman Edward Reynolds left for 19-year-old Teresa, daughter of his gardener. Elizabeth Neal is on her way over to Molly's right now, and so is Teresa. And at the moment, Molly can't think of a way to avoid a meeting of the two women. Listen.
Now, Teresa's in the yard playing with Amadeo. Elizabeth Neal is on the way. All right, Dave. All right, Rosalie. I said it to Ted and finished in period. David, you knew. I told you I didn't want to involve myself in the private affairs of a scandal. Please.
Look, if a neighbor wants to come over and talk to you, should I say no?
Rosalie, go outdoors. Walk home with Teresa. See that you don't come in here. Make an excuse, anything. I don't want Elizabeth Neal to meet Teresa under my roof at the same time. Please.
All right, but call Elizabeth Neal, Mom. Maybe she didn't leave the house yet.
Go.
Go.
Then do so. Each party concerned will think I planned it. Teresa will think I asked Elizabeth Neal to come over because I know her father don't like Mr. Reynolds and don't want the marriage, and that I'm trying to mix myself. And Elizabeth Neal will think something else.
Can you stop people from thinking?
That's my point. I don't want them to think, especially if Mr. Reynolds is going to be my...
You are not running for councilwoman yet, Molly. So far, you're only going to the meeting. Mr. Reynolds is not your opponent yet. Plenty of water will spill under the bridge until... Yes.
Oh, you're all right, David. Rosalie, you're standing, I see.
Going.
You're going to button your neck. Ammonia I need yet. Oh, David.
Excuse me. I don't know why you should be so nervous. Maybe it would be a good thing if they both did meet. How can a young girl, beautiful, intelligent, young...
You said young.
I said young?
Yes, twice, David.
I said it twice because she's very young.
All right, David. Excuse me, please. Maybe I'll get Elizabeth Neal before she left the house. Hello? Hello, operator. Operator, will you please, if you will, give me Elizabeth Neal's house, please?
So nervous to be.
I don't know the number.
Nervous.
You're ringing, please? So why don't they answer?
If she's not home, so she can't answer.
All right, operator. Thank you. Excuse me, David.
Ma, Teresa's waiting for her father. She's
yeah.
going to the village to shop.
Oh, can you imagine? Rosalie, tell me. Quickly, think fast.
think rapidly. Whose house is along the road on which Elizabeth Neal could be coming?
Wait, let me think.
Hey, so, Mary Foot, no?
Mary Foot.
Yes.
And in Carrie Bliss?
Uh-huh.
And Fanny Tubbs, not?
Yeah.
All right, so go out.
Ma.
Oh. All right, darling, please, you wouldn't melt. Go. I'll call you when to come in. Wait until I make another telephone call,
all
please.
Right.
The child must also be cold.
I'll walk up the road, Molly, if you are making such a to-do.
Maybe she's riding in the car, not walking.
So I'll wait.
Do I know? Do you know which way she's coming? There's two ways to come, not, Rosalie?
Well, from her house, she can take
you can come by the covered bridge, not?
Uh-huh.
Go, Rosalie, please, before Teresa comes in, and I wouldn't be able to call.
All right, Ma, don't be so nervous.
I shouldn't be nervous. I shouldn't be nervous. I shouldn't be. Let me see. Who should I call first? I'll call if she comes out of the house, or whose house stands first. I'll call Mary Foot first.
If you're not too nervous, Molly, can I ask a question?
Wait, I'll call first. Hello? Hello, operator. I want Mary Foot, please, operator. Mary Foot. Yes. And after Mary Foot, will you please get me Carrie Blish? And after Carrie Blish, will you get me Finey Tubbs? Yes, please. All in rotation, 1, 2, 3. If you will, please. Thank you very much. Yes, David?
That will be so tragic if they meet. After all, they both live here in Lastonbury. I'm sure their paths cross.
Hello? Hello, hello, Mary Foot? This is Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Yeah. The meeting? Thank you very much. Yeah. Mary, well, I just want to... Thank you. But thank you. Congratulations. Hello? Mary, if by chance you should see Elizabeth Neal passing on the road, will you tell her to call me immediately before proceeding to my house? Before proceeding? Yes. Well, nothing. Nothing. Yes, if you will. Thank you. Goodbye. You see, David, even Mary wants to know why she's coming to my house, and Mary is a woman of a very few questions. Hello? Hello? I want Carrie Blish, please.
Molly, can I ask a question?
You asked already, David.
I didn't finish.
Yes, you finished. Does Teresa know all about Elizabeth Neal, that Elizabeth Neal and Mr. Reynolds were... Hello? Hello, Carrie Blish? This is Mrs. Goldberg. Yes. Yes. I surely will be the meeting. Thank you. Thank you. Again, congratulations. Thank you. Listen, dear, if you should see Elizabeth Neal passing on the road, will you tell her, please, to call me immediately before proceeding to my house? Yes. She's coming to my house, but I want to speak to her before. Nothing. Nothing, dear. All right. All right, thank you. Bye. You see, David, you see, this is going to stir up all the old ashes. Why is she coming to my house? And why do I want her to come to my house?
Excuse me.
Find me Tubbs, please. Never mind. Hello, Teresa. Hello, Rosalie. Where's Amadeo?
He won't come in until he covers one side of the barn with snowballs.
Ma.
Oh, it's so cold.
How are you, Teresa?
Oh, at the moment, awfully cold. What a lovely fire.
Come, Rosalie, get some locks.
I'll get.
You don't know where the dry ones are.
You don't mind if I take my galoshes off? I don't know when my father will be here for me.
Maybe he's not coming.
Oh, yes, I know he's coming.
Oh, excuse me, Teresa.
Excuse me, Teresa. I don't think you need any more logs on the fire.
Maybe one or two.
Mama, darling, I couldn't do anything. She was cold, and she said that she was coming in the house.
All right, Molly, that'll be, will be.
All right, please. David, you sit here by the kitchen window and watch the road. If you see Elizabeth Neal, tell me, and I'll meet her on the road and I'll talk with her. And Rosalie, you bring me in my coat and my fascinator and mine galoshes and leave them here in the kitchen so I can go out the back door.
All right.
And Rosalie, bring my things in one at a time.
Yes, all right.
Teresa, do you think you should maybe call your father? Maybe something happens and he's not coming?
Oh, he'll be here.
Yeah.
Saying that, you'll think that you wanted to leave.
My fascinator, give me.
Here, Ma, here's your coat.
David, you're watching the road?
I am.
Uh-huh. Here, taking the log.
Come in, Ma. If they'll meet, they'll meet.
If they'll meet, they'll meet.
Shh, David, please. Who's that on the road?
Nobody. That's a tree. I thought also...
Hello, let me. Hello? Yes?
Yes?
Yes,
Ma, yes?
Yes. I did. Well, only that I wasn't present when you called and the party that answered. Yes, but you see, if you could make it some other time, Elizabeth. Yes. Thank you. Oh, all right. That was Elizabeth Neal, wasn't it?
Yes, Teresa.
I don't see what you have to gain by listening to any of the ugly things you have to say about Edward. Whatever there was between them is over.
But,
if Elizabeth Neal thinks you should know more about your opponent, well, I don't see what Mr. Reynolds' private life has to do with the issues, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, Teresa, it's only because
I don't see why, even if you're running against Mr. Reynolds, you can't be friends. After all, what can the issues be? There are no world-shaping problems that Lastonbury has to solve. You may think the school needs 10 teachers. Edward may say the school needs 12 or 18 or...
The housing project.
Oh, I'm sure Edward understands how important that is. And if the council decides that they want to buy his land for the housing project, and if it's going to mean decent living for people, Edward won't hold out. He'll sell. You see, I know Edward. You don't. And I'd rather you didn't get to know him through Elizabeth Neal.
Now, I'd be the last fellow in the world to tell you how to run your house, but here's one tip I would like to give you. Let Does take over in your dishpan. You've probably heard me saying Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, look, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes, too. For example, if your main interest is suds, wait till you see the kind Does turns out. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap bursts into suds the second you pour in the water. You're not always reaching for more soap, either. Does suds keep standing up? Now, maybe you want a soap that gives fast action on tough grease. Well, it's spelled D-U-Z. There's no hard scouring. Even sticky frying pans come clean in jig time. And here's another thing I know you want in your dishpan. That's better care for your hands. Right? Well, Does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them marvelously smooth. I tell you, one dozen will show you does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, Teresa certainly feels keenly about Elizabeth Neal's attitude toward Mr. Reynolds. From Teresa's knowledge of him, he would appear to be a totally different man. But how objectively can a woman in love look upon the man she loves? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Help fight the battle against waste. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. It contains materials needed on the battlefront.